Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Hey, what's Pac-Man, everybody? Welcome to the Cynical Cartoons Podcast, where today I watch The Little Clowns of Happy Town with Reed Ashley. Reed uses he, him pronouns. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at StopTweetingMia. Thank you for listening to the Cynical Cartoons Podcast for another week. And as always, I'm your host, Mia Marchant. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm here if you need to talk.
And clownimals don't have clown face on like little clowns. That's how they're born!
The intro to this show is fucking insane. Basically, you are immediately plunged into the world of the Little Clowns of Happy Town. An existential nightmare. I mean,
the whole show is.
Really, it just poses a lot of questions. Like, are clowns a protected class in this world?
It certainly seems
where
like
do they
it.
Come from? They seem like they are born clowns.
I think clown is a race in this world that they've created. It seems like it's its own thing, because the only time we saw a single parent in one of the episodes, and she was a clown.
That's right. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, and the teacher is a clown.
And the teacher is a clown. Those are the only clown adults we've seen. Is the teach? Do they fuck? Are they all their kids?
I mean, okay. So there's definitely a biological component to it, right? Uh-huh. They're not just clown children that are dressed up like clowns and go to clown school, because the clownimals don't wear clown face like the little clowns. That's how they're born.
Stop.
The clownimals are born clownimals.
They don't say... Oh, so I guess in the beginning they do say that they are wearing clown faces.
Yeah, they
paint
do.
Them on.
They do.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't have the answers here, Reed. The show only ran for 6 episodes, and I watched most of them. I think that I watched 4.
I think you watched 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched another one where you worked.
They probably... Oh my God. They probably only had enough money to make 6, and even then they really only had enough money to make 1, and they made 6 anyway.
Yeah, yeah. The Little Clowns of Happy Town is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, so I told you yesterday that I had a bombshell.
Yeah.
About the Little Clowns of Happy
Town.
Wait,
can we talk about that line really quick?
Yeah, we can talk about that in a minute. This is an important bombshell that you need to hear.
Okay.
This show was created by Chuck Lorre. You are giving me a face like you don't know who that is. He created 2 and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory and 2 Broke Girls.
What?
Yeah.
Why? What else has he done?
A lot of animation stuff at the time, it looks like.
Is that how I get in? Wait, I just need to work on really, really terrible animation, and then I can...
You just need to sell your soul to the fucking devil. I mean, Chuck Lorre is the fucking worst.
That's true. 2 and a Half Men and Big Bang Theory and 2 Broke Girls are both
sellout
shows.
Yeah, and Annie Made Mom, which is, you know, I love Anna, but come on.
Don't say that on the
podcast. Don't say I love Anna.
Are you going to edit it out? You just shat on Mom?
So Chuck Lorre, creator of 2 and a Half Men, made The Little Clowns of Happy Town, which is an incredible. I would have never in a million years guessed that. Like, this has none of his classic tropes.
Well, it does have shitty people, though.
The Little Clowns of Happy Town?
Yeah, obviously.
What? What shitty people? Name 5.
Awful. Be Bad.
Yeah, the villain of the show.
The villain of the show. Geeky.
Not a shitty person. Redeemed.
Well, he still kind of sucks.
Hmm?
He still works for Awful Be Bad, who spends a lot of time trying to ruin children's lives for no fucking reason.
Yeah, but it seems like an indentured servant situation.
Yeah,
like he and what's the other kid's name?
Weiner.
Weiner don't seem to have much
to die in hell purely because of his voice. He has by far the worst voice. Well, I wouldn't say by far, but
you're talking about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has the worst
His voice is
voice
almost
acting.
As bad as mine.
Stop. Your voice is beautiful. He has by far the worst voice in the entire show, like a Justin Roiland character.
It's true. And his name is fucking Weiner. So what did you expect from him?
You know what? You're right.
Yeah. So Little Cons of Happy Town, lay out the premise for us, Reed. Tell us what the show is about.
The show is about these however many kids there are. There are like 8, right? And they're all
Let's
clowns.
Let's name them all off. We got Big Top.
Big Top.
We got Pranky.
Pranky.
We got Hiccup and Tickles.
Uh-huh.
We got...
Those are the two girls.
The little one who doesn't talk, really.
Beeper or something. Beeper.
Yeah, and then we also have Blooper.
Bumper. Bumper.
Bumper and Blooper.
Yeah.
And then we have Clown Dad, their teacher.
Okay, so 6 clowns and a teacher, the main characters of this show.
Uh-huh.
And they... live on like the west side of the town. It's like its own segregated area of the town that's way happier than the rest. And it's just, here's Clown Town. Happy Town.
Yeah, it's called the Little Town Clowns of Happy Town.
Yeah, obviously it's called Happy Town. And then there's like Awful Be Bad, who lives in a little shitty fucking house. And then he just spends the whole time torturing the kids, not the clown kids, but the normal kids in the town that surrounds them.
He flies around in a little helicopter just spraying noxious gas all over the
that
place and pollution.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the clowns have to rescue them or whatever. It's always like the two. And then also the town is like this weird industrial, like
there's a lot of pollution.
Do you remember the opening?
Yes, yes. There's a lot of pollution in town. Here's the important thing, though.
Yeah.
The clowns don't come around to rescue everybody. The clowns come around to make everybody feel like shit for feeling like shit.
No.
Like in the first episode, right? Awful Be Bad goes into the town. He goes to like a kindergarten and he steals all the kids' pets.
No.
And
no. He sprays the noxious gas on them.
Okay.
The clowns show up because the teacher's like, here's your... fucking assignment for today, go make those kids happy or whatever,
right?
And so then they decide to throw a pet parade, and then at the pet parade he steals their pets.
Okay but here's what I was getting to.
And then they go rescue the
Awful
pets.
Be Bad,
that's the plot of
Awful Be Bad, steals all the kids' pets.
Yes.
And there's like this main kid from the normal school in the east side of town that's really, really sad about it, and he's like,
what's his name?
I don't know
Sparky
how I'm ever gonna
no,
be
no his
yeah,
dog's name is
it's Sparky.
Sparky
is the dog.
I don't know what the he's fuck
he's like
the kid's
who
name
cares
is. Okay.
He's like, I don't know how I'm ever gonna feel good again without Sparky. I need my dog again.
Yeah.
And the clown freaks are like, well, all you gotta do is just feel good, dude. And it's like all they do all the time is just tell these kids like, stop feeling sad, you'll never get anything done if you're sad. And it's like, well, guess what, he's fucking 8 years old and his dog just got kidnapped.
Okay.
And there's a man spraying noxious gas over him from a fucking helicopter and the police are doing nothing about it.
Yeah, the police don't exist in this show.
So like these clowns are not really helping any situation at all. And sometimes they sort of back asswards stumble their ways into saving the day. But most of the time they're just making the other kids feel like shit for being normal and for feeling sad. Like these clowns' whole entire mission is to go out there and
make kids happy.
No.
Yes.
Make people deny any feeling except for happiness.
I don't.
The clowns aren't allowed to feel anything except happiness because they say the clownimals make the clowns feel happy and the clowns make the people feel happy when they have the clownimals around. They have like a whole entire like complicated social system going on here where the clowns are never allowed to be sad, because if the clowns are sad, then they can't cheer people up and they get kicked out of clown college.
It's clown school, Mia. Clown school. I felt like this whole show seems like weird, like fucked up propaganda you'd see like a kid watching in like a futuristic sci-fi. If there's like a utopian society, but it's like, oh, it's actually dystopian. That would be like what the kid would be watching, is like Little Clowns of Happy Town. That's sort of the vibe I get from this, because I know exactly what you mean with this, like, what if we took the basic premise of a kid's cartoon from the 80s and put it in an AI and had them write a show?
That's true. They this do is use what it clown seems like. As a verb, like the Smurfs did with their name.
Well, it's really just like the feeling of it and the sort of manicness and the fact that like nothing ever makes sense and you cannot tell what is happening.
Right.
And
especially also, when they switch to the 2 episodes per 22-minute episode format. Like the 11-minute format for this show is so bonkers, off the wall nutso.
Also say that they kind of wasted the 20-minute episode, because they sort of made it was like two plots, and then all of a sudden at the end they saved the day and it just ended. Like there was no, they didn't actually. You were like,
so
wait,
abruptly.
Is it over?
Yeah, it ends very abruptly.
Also, now can we go back to the fucking line?
Yeah, okay, we can talk about the intro. Yeah, so in the middle of the intro, they do this thing, and I know it just hit this part in my brain that reminded me of some, like, Adult Swim reference.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is, but basically the intro is going through, and it's like, the little clowns of Happy Town, they've come to spread their joy around, little clowns of Happy Town, they're something, something, something. And then they start going through all the clowns, and they're like, Big Top likes to joke around, Pranky likes to pull some pranks, and Giggles can't stop giggling, haha.
Yeah.
And they're all these really simple concepts
for
these
characters.
There's
not a character named Giggles, I just want to point that
Tickles.
Out. Tickles. Yeah.
Tickles likes to giggle. That's what it says. And then it gets to this one part in the song, which says the clown, and it's showing all of their animal friends who are all wearing clown faces. Mm-hmm. And it says the clownimals don't wear clown face like the little clowns. That's how they're born.
But it's very important that you understand that
the,
like,
timing is
understand.
Really off.
Frankie has a joke to play. He'll throw a cream pie someone's way. And Looper Dad thinks it's true, but he's a funny little clown too.
Little clowns, they're born that way.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck did they just say? Like,
yeah.
So we had really, we watched it.
Yeah,
like
we rewinded
three
it like
times.
Four times.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what the fuck they were saying. And I thought that they were like trying to explain the conception of the clown children, not the clownimals.
Oh, okay.
When I was watching it, and then they immediately showed like a flower, and I was like, wait, are they born out of like a flower?
No, that was like Dastardly Be Bad.
I know, it was Awful
what was
Be
his
Bad.
Name? Awful Be Bad.
I know.
Shining a flashlight on a flower?
He was pouring out like his gross polluted water.
Right, okay.
And making them sad.
Yeah. So the clownimals, okay, let's talk about this. So the little clowns,
how does it go?
So it says the clownimals don't wear clown face like the little clowns. That's how they're born.
Yeah. But it's like, the clownimals don't wear face.
That's
how
they're
born.
And
it's
like,
what the fuck did they just say?
Well, okay, so let's break that down.
Okay.
The little clowns do have to wear clown face.
Yes.
They're not clowns from birth.
No.
Even though
they
are born into clown families. The clownimals are. So did the clown people create genetically engineered super clown animals?
Mm-hmm. Or did they just,
they were perfect,
like,
for clowning?
Or did they just use like selective breeding?
Oh, that's a good point.
They could have just bred them.
Yeah, maybe.
Them.
Well, but there's only one of each species as far
it's
as
like
I remember.
It's like Noah's Ark. I don't know.
Okay.
They just have
think
two
that's
of
what
each.
Happened in Noah's Ark.
And then he said, and I need two of each animal that looks kind of fucked up and sort
of
like
a
clown.
I want each
of
their faces to have a clown face, yeah.
As close to a clown face as possible. God. And then they would continuously fuck until we get these weird mutant animals.
But the way that these people in the show treat the clown kids,
mm-hmm.
it's like the clown kids are so segregated. It's such a fucking cult. They don't really know anybody outside the clown school. And when one of them does know one of the kids that goes to the East Side school, it's like weird.
Yeah.
She's like, I've got a friend over in East Side, James. And everybody's like, wow, you have friends outside of clown school? And
it just,
in one episode, one of the clowns goes to the East Side school as a foreign exchange student.
Uh-huh.
He's there, and another foreign exchange student who they just say is from Asia.
She's from Japan. They say Japan.
But they do say Asia at the beginning.
Okay, but
when they're
they
introducing her.
No, they say she's from Japan. They definitely say she's from Japan.
Okay.
I remember that. but it's still really racist.
Yeah, it's really, really racist.
These clowns from across town.
Yeah, basically the teacher from the other school is like, all right, students, today we have two foreign exchange students. Keiko is from Japan and Dipshit here is from the fucking clown college on the other side of town.
Yeah.
And that entire episode is about discrimination and how Keiko from Japan in 1980s America in a classroom full of little white kids gets bullied because she's Japanese.
And then also the clown gets bullied because he's a fucking clown.
In the same way. And she has to like make friends with this clown kid because she can't, like, because nobody else will talk to her. And he's like, yeah, I know. I face discrimination too. Whenever somebody frowns, I feel really, really bad. It's like a personal attack against me. And she's like,
I'm Japanese.
Okay. I'm fucking Japanese in 1980s America. And this kid is literally being straight up fucking racist to me. Come on, clown kid.
Oh my God. It just seems like some old ass dude like dressed up like a clown and then abducted a bunch of fucking kids and took them to clown school. And that's like his cult where he keeps all of the children he stole.
No, I think it's more of like an X-Men situation.
Okay.
Well, he like finds kids that have potential for clowning. And wait. Because
you keep hiccuping. Oh, let's go.
Oh, because they do have a clown test.
Yeah.
That they have to do. And if you fail the clown test, then you get kicked out of clown school. Presumably to live on the streets alone because your parents are fucking dead because we never see any of their parents.
Yeah.
Two of them have parents, Hiccup and Tickles.
Yeah, they're sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that their birth names?
Yes, obviously. They're fucking clowns. They were born into this, Mia. They were born into this fucking life.
You drew a really great Hiccup in the middle of this. We're watching the show.
Somehow in a bit of inspiration, like that one of the episodes, Tickle's proportions, which are already fucked up.
Yeah.
No, it's Hiccup. I drew Hiccup.
It was Hiccup.
Hiccup's proportions are like so fucked up and her head is super big and her body's super small, but then her legs are really long. She just looks really fucked up. And I drew I got an iPad.
Yeah.
Just
so
that
you could draw Hiccup.
Just so I could draw Hiccup.
By the way, her existence is a fucking existential nightmare.
That she's a hiccup.
Where you hiccup every 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the hiccups for more than like an hour? You want to blow your fucking brains out.
No, but I remember
it's
that
terrible.
Day that you had hiccups.
Yes.
And I wanted
it was like
to blow
3
my brains
days.
Out because you wouldn't stop talking about it.
Okay, well, I had hiccups for a really long time and it was bad. And if I was a clown whose name was fucking Hiccup and that's all that I was good for.
Hiccup.
I'd be so done. So the 45-year-old villain, Off Will Be Bad, has a mansion on the other side of town. He also has cameras inside the clown school. They use it to spy on these 8-year-old clown children. Just constantly...
You're right. I did not think about that.
Did he sneak in the middle of the night and build them in the clown school? But I don't know.
They're like these weird tunnel systems. They like pop out of trees and like bushes in the ground.
Yeah.
And, like,
oh, he has
the
them all over town.
But they're connected. They're not cameras. It's like a telescope because they're connected to his eyes like that. Or they have that thing.
Yeah,
like,
that right. He has another
like a submarine view thing.
Okay.
So it's telescopes.
It's a very
right?
complicated system. It
of
seems
tubes.
Like.
Yeah.
Is it just magic?
I don't fucking know. It's little kid logic where the kids all are in clown face all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And also all of the animals have clown
That's
faces.
True. That's true. I think there was a scene where Hiccup...
His name is Awful Be Bad. That's naming your kid Scar. Also, Whiner and Geeky.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fucked up.
I was going to say, I think there is a scene where two of the clowns are going to bed and they're wearing their clown makeup still. So they live in the clown makeup.
Yeah. That's their life.
Oh my fucking God. Big Top makes a lot of jokes.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
And they're really, really, really bad.
Big Top is bad. Pranky,
Big Top is bad, and I thought
Pranky
that he was...
Pranky's my least favorite.
Pranky is terrible. I thought Big Top was intentionally supposed to be unfunny. Like, I thought we weren't supposed to find him funny, but everybody in the show is constantly cracking up.
That's true, but they're little kids. I feel like they're little kid jokes, though. They're like dad jokes, where he's like, what kind of bees make milk?
What?
Boobies.
Okay. He doesn't say that, though.
No, but that's about the quality of his joke.
Yeah, just about. he always does them at the least opportune time. When, like, the kids are sad and he's like, I'll cheer him up with a joke. And it's like, hey, fuck you, Big Top. Like, dude just fucking polluted the entire town with toxic waste that's supposed to make us sad. And he's cheering on racism.
Yeah.
And you're like, his dad got
stabbed in the streets.
Yeah.
And he's like,
hey, Bruce Wayne, I know your parents just got murdered, but maybe I could cheer you. And he turns into the Joker. Okay, this is an important point.
Okay, hit me with it.
It really leads nowhere. When they're planning the pet parade, there's really no oversight. There's really no planning to it. They're like, we'll bring all the clownimals. And then all the kids are like, we'll bring our pets too. One of them's like, oh, I'm going to bring my snake. And another one's like, I'm going to bring my parrot. And I'm like, please don't bring the bird and the snake. Like, I know that you want your pet to be in the pet parade, but like, don't bring the bird and the snake. That's a really bad idea.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, isn't there like, isn't one of the animals is just a fucking lion?
In the clownimals?
Yeah. One of the clownimals.
I don't remember. The main one's an elephant.
Fucking lion.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is where you should be looking for logic, is in the animal particulars.
Well, my main point is that the animals wouldn't have gotten kidnapped without the clown pet parade.
Yeah. Well.
And that was Big Top's fucking idea. Like, that kid could have been sad because of the noxious gas, and he would have gotten home, played with his fucking dog Sparky, and he would have been fine. And then Big Top has the fucking audacity to be like, stop being sad. You need to go out and be happy. I'm a clown. Fuck you, dude.
He's doing his best.
Yeah, well, his Big best Top is fucking bad. Terrible.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
You're right. That's his whole character. I still hate him less than I hate Pranky.
That's true. Pranky's voice really, really bad.
Is the most annoying fucking thing. And he's also an idiot. And he hits himself in the face with his own pies constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, Pranky's bad. I think Big Top is my least favorite.
I like Hiccup only because she looks fucked up. She looks so... She's like, Hiccup! And then she also sounds like she smokes like a pack a day. Mm-hmm. At least.
So, in that first episode, Awful Be Bad and his two
cronies. Why is his name Awful cronies. Be Bad?
I don't care. I got really sick of writing it.
Okay.
Because
it's really low. We could have just wrote Be Bad.
Awful Be Bad and his two cronies kidnap all the
Wiener
town's pets.
And Geeky.
Wiener and Geeky kidnap all the town's pets. Geeky and Wiener are watching all of the pets, the clownimals mostly, inside of their big mansion.
Yeah.
And the clownimals like get set free by Big Top's little brother.
Yeah.
What was his name? Bumper.
No, Blooper.
No, Bumper.
Bumper's the clumsy one.
Blooper's the clumsy one.
No, Bumper's... Oh my fucking God.
You can't look this up. There's
Bumper.
No answer.
His name is Bumper.
No, because
he's
Blooper...
He's the clumsy one. Blooper is the one who just makes sounds. He doesn't talk.
No, because Blooper is what happens when you fuck something up.
What? Oh, God. That also makes sense.
Yeah, I know. There was an entire episode about Blooper fucking up. I'm telling you, Blooper is the clumsy one.
And then the little one is Badum Bump.
Okay.
Because he just makes sounds. That's Big Top's little brother.
Okay, so Badum Bump
sneaks
into the castle and he sets all the clownimals free and they fucking bum rush Geeky and
Wiener.
And Wiener.
Uh-huh.
It's terrifying. It's just like all these animals with clown makeup running at the screen. Like, and they're like, oh.
Yeah, and also the fact that like Awful Be Bad walks into the room and is like, what are you guys doing? Get back in your cage. And then they all just get sad and walk back into the fucking cage.
That's true. The elephant at the front is like,
elephant and a lion.
Yeah.
Just run. You're a literal fucking lion. And also, he's like 2 feet tall.
And then Badumpump runs out the fire escape, and they watch him out the window
with
no glass.
That was the funniest fucking shot. They break the 15-degree rule so many goddamn
times. Who cares?
No, it's important that Mia got confused when he ran out of a fire escape and then ran past them because it looked like the same fucking shot.
Yeah.
This whole show is a nightmare.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It makes no sense to watch. And the like dancing sequences that they have are really funny.
I forgot about that.
It just, they have like a song per episode.
Yeah.
But the problem is, it seems like the songs are in there because they run out of like budget. And so they're like, okay, we need 2 minutes of the show where we don't have to draw any backgrounds.
Yeah, but sometimes in the normal show, they just don't draw any backgrounds. Yeah,
he was on a chalkboard.
Sometimes they'll just all be on a black background. the songs are really, really terrible.
Also, he was a black hat, too. So he's like a black hat on a black background, and his hat just disappears, and it's really bad.
Yeah. The songs are really, really terrible. A lot of the time, they serve no purpose to the plot except to rile people up and make them, like, happy.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they were... trying to get them happy. The first one is they were trying to get them happy about their pets.
Right.
And they're like, it's like Tickles Pranky and Hiccup were like singing about their pets and like these weird, doing this weird like hand puppet things. And the way they were singing about it was really, made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I found it very sexual.
It was not sexual.
I'm bringing it up because
you.
I knew Mia would say Reed got horny.
I was not
during Little Clowns of Happy Town. And I had to contend that I did not have a boner.
No, you did not dispute something that I didn't say you did. You got horny during Little Clowns of Happy Town.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I would never.
You're the one who told me this is weirdly sexual. And I'm like, Reed, it's not. Are you getting turned on by the Little Clowns of Happy Town?
And it was weird. It was weird. I'm sorry. It seemed like they were singing like weird. Like, have
they
you
weren't.
Ever watched?
They were not.
No. Okay.
They were not sexual.
Listen. Have you
They're
ever?
Little Clowns.
I'm
of
not
Happy
saying.
Town.
Have you ever seen like those like old cartoons from the 90s that are like trying to explain puberty?
Yeah.
It seemed like they were trying to like explain sex to little kids using weird hand puppets. That's what I'm saying when I say it sounds sexual. It sounds like the birds and the bees. This is how it happens and this and this and this. And they were like using weird. I think you're wrong. And I think you should rewatch it with my sort of judgment. Also, this is on YouTube. Everyone should go watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's worth a watch just to kind of have terrible dreams about clowns.
Even just for the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And by the way,
yeah,
I've never really been afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
Within the intro of this show, I was like, oh, I'm afraid of clowns.
You were like, yeah, you like...
I was sinking into the couch.
And you were like... You're like, I don't think I'm afraid of clowns. And then you like pulled up a picture and you're like, no, I'm afraid of clowns.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I watched it.
Yeah.
Both chapters. And I wasn't really afraid of the clown because he was a clown.
Uh-huh.
So the kids want to get their pets back.
Yeah.
The clowns are trying to help them. They fail. And one of the main East Side kid, the main human child, has this line where he's like,
supposed to clown child, which are not people.
Yeah. He has this line where he's like, oh man, now I'll never get Sparky back. If these clowns can't help, I may as well give up.
Yeah, if clowns can't help.
Yeah.
Not these clowns.
Like, call the
clowns.
Call the fucking police,
call
dude.
Call the cops. This man
call the cops,
stole
call
your fucking
your
dog.
Call your parents. Tell your teacher this man
get
stole your fucking
adult.
Dog and all the pets in town.
Yeah.
And is flying over town with a helicopter, spraying down noxious gases, making everybody sad. That doesn't seem safe or sanitary or humane or anything.
Well, the whole town is like full of pollution. They established that in the intro to the show.
Yeah, I know.
Well, not in the intro.
In the first 10 seconds.
First shot. It is literally the first shot. Yeah.
It's a very strange show.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 would watch again. I don't know. I think they should pick this up. Can we reboot this? We rebooted She-Ra.
Fucking God.
Can we
reboot? Yeah, talk to Chuck Lorre about it. We'll get a live action one.
Yeah.
With fucking Jim Parsons as the main clown dad. It's really bad. The entire first episode, they're just like, Bumper can't do anything. We can't bring
him
along.
He's 3 years old. Yeah. He shits himself all the time.
Saves the day 12 times.
Yes. He is the only useful one this entire episode.
The other episodes that we watched, there was one that you might not have watched with me where it was this kid and her parents had a carnival.
Yes, I did watch
that. You did watch that one.
Yes.
That episode is about basically Awfully Bad flies over this carnival and sprays down his noxious gas all over the workers.
He's like, carnivals will make the town happy. Fuck them.
Yeah, his entire thing is that he hates happiness. And he hates when people say the word happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so all the workers are like, we need to go home. We're really depressed. And the people that run the carnival give them like this like fucked up sad sack. Like, we're a family though. You're going to leave the family. Like, they're basically leaving because of poor, horrible, hazardous working conditions. And the owners of this fucking carnival, the heroes of our story, secondary heroes of the story, are like, no, but like, you can't abandon the business. Well, fuck you, dude.
My favorite thing is like, the little girl, there's like this guy leaving and she's like, George, you've been with us for 20 years. And he's like, well, and then he just leaves. That's all he says.
He's right. We're at a carnival for 20 years and you're still like the lowest level employee?
Well,
get the fuck out of there.
Bye.
God.
There's this line in the episode we watched, like episode one.
Right.
Where Hiccup is talking to Pranky and Pranky does some dumb shit. And
classic Pranky.
She's like, oh, Pranky, you never give up. And that's just so, that's like saying like you try so hard. There's just like so many implications there of like, yeah, you fucking suck, but you tried. Proud of you.
Yeah. My favorite episode, I think, was the one, well, the foreign exchange student one was really
that
fucked
one was
up.
Really
that one was really memorable for sure.
Yeah.
I liked the one where Blooper fucks up his clown test and decides that he's going to leave clown school.
Yeah.
So Geeky and Blooper switch sides. Well, they don't really switch sides. They go off and they both become neutral.
They both run away.
Gray Jedi.
And have a whole bunch of like singing theatrics with each other.
And Blooper has this whole thing in that episode where he's like, well, if I can't be a clown, then maybe I'm a villain. I'm like, dude, there's a big middle ground between being a fucking super clown that saves the day 12 times a week and like a super villain that sprays horrible sadness all over the town.
But then
and
Geeky
applauds
does
racism.
Geeky isn't like, I'm a bad villain because I disagree with his moral system. He's like, I'm a bad villain because I make people happy on accident.
Yeah, I'm not scary enough.
Yeah, which is not good, like, logic or...
Yeah, this show's really fucking stupid. I mean, in the foreign exchange student episode, the whole entire moral at the end is like, you have something to offer to society because you're different.
Yeah.
As a clown.
It's not, don't be racist.
Like
it's
they,
not
they do
accept
not
accept kids.
They do not create a line of delineation between the clown boy and the Japanese foreign exchange
at
student.
Any point.
No.
My favorite
it's like,
part.
We're the same. We're both discriminated against.
I like, because this episode, like 8 minutes of it is just about the two of them.
Oh, yeah.
And then like, at the 8 minute mark, all of a sudden the rest of the clowns just show up. We heard you guys were struggling a little bit. And I was like, I forgot that they were like a 10 minute drive away. And they're like, I'm going to be a foreign exchange student for the day.
Yeah, that's a really, really bizarre thing about I thought they were going to get another student, a normal school student at the clown school.
That would have made more sense. And then they dress him up as a clown. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then he has a hard time like fitting in clown school. Even though, like, it would show that, like, the clowns are accept, or maybe, like, the
that would
clowns,
be a lot less racially charged.
Well, maybe the clowns would also be racist against non-clowns.
But that would be against what they're, I don't think they're.
No, no, it would, but maybe they would learn a lesson about prejudice.
They did. Regular people suck.
That's true. That's no, the no, the thing. Lesson is if you're different, whether you're
Asian.
Japanese or a clown. You have something to offer to society.
Yeah, it's like you're not different. You're special.
She like saves the day by having a giant dragon parade float or something.
Which also is not Japanese, right? The, like, dragon parade floats, that's like a Chinese tradition for, like, Chinese New Year's.
But just the fact that that's the only thing that she has to offer to this society.
She, like, makes a paper mache dragon.
Yeah. Well,
and because she was trying to help them with their video. They were supposed to do a video project.
I know.
It all made sense
but
in
just,
the plot.
Just, like,
yeah,
her being from
it?
Japan means that she, like...
Yeah.
That's the only thing that she can offer to the society.
She can
it's
make
really
a
stupid.
Chinese traditional... paper dragon.
Anyway,
and then chase away
of
off
town.
Will be
what
bad
fucking show.
Also, what the fuck is the situation? Are like Geeky and Weiner, are they adults? Are they teens?
Geeky and Weiner are teenagers.
They're teenagers
for sure.
Okay, why are they in his house? Why do they live
they're
there?
They're his nephews.
Okay, that was my plot that I made up. That was not real.
Okay,
I made that up. I said, "What is he their uncle or something?"
Reed,
and
we
they
can't
just live with him.
We can't. We can't keep asking these questions. We won't
this
find the
answers.
This is
so important.
I'm sorry. The Little Clowns of Happy Town is a bad, bad, bad show, and you should go watch it. It is on YouTube. I think there's
a
five
whole,
or six episodes.
Yeah,
all of it is available on YouTube.
It's worth watching.
It's pretty fucking good,
especially if you're high. I wasn't high. I wish I was high. No, I shouldn't encourage smoking marijuana.
I had to quit smoking weed because I'm allergic.
Sorry. Sorry that I laughed.
It's not good. It is funny. It is for sure very, very funny. But it's sad.
Well, I had to stop drinking because I'm allergic.
Yeah.
So, but at least I still have weed. High five.
Ah! Thank you for joining me this week on Cynical Cartoons Read. Where can people find you online?
My art Twitter is ReedAshleyArt, and I am going to post the most beautiful piece of art that has ever existed. It's fan art that I drew specifically for the show of my favorite character, Hiccup, who looks fucked up.
Yeah, she's a little fucking
monster.
I love
her. She's my fucking favorite.
Yeah, she looks so sad.
Yeah.
And I'm on Twitter at StopTweetingMia. Thank you for listening to the Cynical Cartoons podcast for another week. And as always, I'm your host, Mia Marchant, and I'm here if you need to talk.
We now return to the Little Clowns of Happy Town.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.